Hey everybody, thank you for tuning into the Heal Not Harm Station. This is Miss Mic Check, and today I have the goods. I have a little praise, a little worship, and then a word coming from our apostle. And I hope you guys can utilize this word and or share it with a friend, and hopefully it can have some meaning in their life and they can use it to get through their week or what have you. I don't know if I already said this, but happy holidays. I hope everyone have a great, relaxed weekend, extended weekend. And for those of you who have to go to work tomorrow, I deeply apologize. Any hooser. All right, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
share something, which many times what happens to us in the church is we look at the preacher and we paint stuff as a preacher, but it's really not. And so we get all discombobulated and frustrated about stuff, but the truth of the matter is there's only one person that really runs the church. And we go in church and we see preachers, we see pastors, we see elders, we see bishops. The bottom line is, we don't run the church. We're just a pawn that's being used. But we don't run the church. We don't have the power to put you in heaven. We got the power to stick you in hell. We don't have the power, even if we lay hands on you, get healed right away. He's just using us as a vessel. And that is just simply what it is. We're not just bad like that. There's only one, and his name is Jesus. And that's what we're going now, is Jehovah. Right? So the thing is, when you get to heaven, it's a new man. Right? Keep shaking. Everybody thinks it's going to be Jesus in heaven. No. It's a whole other name. You need to have Jesus as your saving name. Right? I can see where we're going. I'm going to share this with you real quick. Let's go to 22nd. 32:27. Okay. Neither is the voice of them that cry for being overcome by the noise of them that sing, do I hear. Man, that right there is problem. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery. Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overwhelmed, but the noise of them that sing, do I hear. Hello, somebody. I'm just going to go through it real quick. And I think I can do it a little quicker. Is that all right? Let me see. All right. Lord, bless us all this morning. Give us this rich word. Speak to us, Father. Use this vessel of clay to your glory. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. There's not too many times recorded in the scripture right here when you actually see God actually dealing with a large group of people. He's never really done that many times, right? But to this point, he's dealing with millions of people. So he's looking at it like this. You know how it is. If you actually help somebody or done something for somebody, right, and they turn their back on you, you know what I mean? And you become very frustrated because you feel weary in what? Well-doing. All of us feel that way. That's just the way it is. Somebody calls you, can I borrow $5? Can I borrow $20? Can I borrow? They never give it back, but they ask it again. Can I borrow? Can I borrow? You know, I used to use a word that I might not be able to use right now. But if I use it, y'all don't have a problem with it, right?
Nope.
I'm like, nigga, please. I gave you money before. Yeah. You didn't pay that.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No. You didn't go to somebody else.
Right.
Right.
You say, oh, you preach, you talking really good. I almost agree to say something. Yeah, something else.
Right.
Y'all can't handle it. Hello, somebody. So the thing is, because we are people too. Everybody keeps saying we made out some supernatural glue. We are not made out of supernatural glue. We was in New York. I was trying to hang with them. I was taking my little slow steps. My body was like, brother, you know you. I was trying to hold on. These bodies are fragile many times. We're human beings. They break down. We get older. Whatever the case is, we should be running up and down the streets of New York. My mom, we running all up and down the street. Just having a good time. My mom is 83 years old. It seemed like it was yesterday. She can't do that. She got a walker. That time went by that fast. That's scary. Because I'm 58. And if that time goes that quick, I ain't gonna be in Jesus. They better take care of me when I'm. Thank you, sir. They better do something. I got a hotline number straight to the low.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? So the Lord is not, at this time, he's not used to bringing a multitude of people out, and they go and they get capped. Because he don't say it like this. Back then, brought them out of Egypt, there's in captivity for 400 years. Not everybody's in captivity for 400 years. You're in captivity for 20 years, 15 years, right? Whatever it is, whatever your age is, right? Before you get to him, he's looking at you as being captivity. Away from him is captivity. If you're not with him, right, it's captivity. Right? That's what he's saying. He said, it looks good over there. The grass looks greener on the other side. It's really beautiful over there. But that is going to burn up one day with fire, which will fire and destroy. Right. So the bottom line is, it looks good today, or you're only going to live to be so long. You're going to be 20, 25, 30, 45, 55. You're dead. 65, 100, whatever. It's going to go fast, and you're going to be what? Dead. So what did you do in that time frame without me? It's a very dangerous thing. But what he said is, if I bring you out greater and more than a conqueror, however I did it, I made a way for you out of nowhere. It doesn't matter. I love you, so I brought you out because I don't want to see you die. I don't want to see you burn. I don't want to see you be destroyed. So I went back to you and brought you out. Doesn't matter how I do it. I am come to church. It doesn't work like that, because if you try to come to church, only thing you got to do is get a phone call, and the phone call say, hey, I'm there. Something just happened. It's a crisis. You go, man. Oh, no, I'm just trying to get over here. Whatever the case is, you can be stopped at a moment. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So if you aren't stopped, that simply means the devil, he did this to the devil. So you can come home. Yeah. That's all it is. That's all it is. You can just come home. It doesn't work like
that.
See, we all know human beings, but there's a spirit realm that worketh.
Yes.
You can't see it.
Right.
You just think. You can feel the wind, right? You can feel when it's hot outside, right? You feel all that stuff, right? You feel all that. But the truth of the matter is, that's almost like God. Praise the Lord, he can just move amongst you, right? Two things which just move and go in and out, just there, you know what I mean? It's not you, it's just not you. Just think over your life, all the things you could find yourself in, all the struggles, all the frustrations, all the ups and downs that you found yourself in. And you cried out and you said things like, Lord, get me out of this, I'll never do it again. Lord, bless me over here. Lord, please open up this door, make the way. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I'm getting out of this struggle. Mm-hmm. I don't see a way out.
Yes.
And then he blesses you.
Yes.
Then you do what? You go right back.
You get up above the clouds. It's just supernatural stuff right there. That's not natural. No human being went up there and made it. Somebody made that. The sun be up there and be flying, and then a jet comes by and you're like, God, you ain't never seen that before. The big jet, you're gonna fall in something out, and next thing you're gonna play, right? Yeah, they could have hit, and I could have been in there. But thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Just the thought of that blows my mind. I wouldn't even know what happened because I've been asleep. But the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't know what happened.
Right.
Boom! Jesus. So God's saying this, I brought you out. I made a way for you, I'm a no way for you. And now you want to go back to jail. And I'm going to make no gas. We just go back to normal. Right? So he's frustrated. He said, man, Moses up, talk to him. Moses real passive. Lord, you have to understand, you brought them out of Egypt. You know, you brought them out of Harrisburg. You know, the things in Harrisburg, you brought them out, you know, some of them been in different cities and different states, and you brought them out. You know what I mean? They're on the run from the cops now. And they don't know what to do. You know, folks can touch you on the run from the cops now. You know that? I see a lot of people in church. Guilty. The last church, guilty. All of people. One guy had a book. He had all kind of things, how you take your life. And, yeah. Yeah. Come in church. They're killers and pimps you know, mafia people. They come in. Yeah, they talk to you and say, I'm up there. How you doing, man? Yeah, man, I got a problem. When the voice changes, just be quiet. Engage. Little talk. Right? Well, yeah, that's a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. They say, you got a problem? I'll handle it. No. I got a guy. He's going to be cool.
We're cool.
We're cool.
Don't worry about it.
Right? So the thing is, God is about, he worries about doing a lot for you. It worries him in this time frame. It worries him that he's stuck his neck out for you.
Yeah.
Right? And then many times what happens is everybody looks at us as preachers and the Lord is speaking to us about something. God spoke to you about something. I'm telling you in the church, right after he spoke to me about it, then somebody comes to me and says the total opposite. I'll be like, something wrong with this preacher. Mm-hmm. I know what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Just come on, tell you. He just dropped the word in your mind. He dropped it in your spirit, right?
Yeah.
Though I have heard him talk like Donald, you know, I'm like that. Sometimes he might be mad. Donald. One time I didn't want to do something he wanted me to do. I heard the voice. Donald, and it will be like this. It was like that. I didn't want to hear it. I just didn't want to hear it. Don't look at me. Speak to you too. He just speaks to the preacher.
Amen.
He speaks to you too.
Amen.
He just chooses a way to do it.
Amen.
He has many ways, but he speaks to you too. Right?
Yes.
Some of you want to come this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel it right
now.
But the Lord said, yeah. He dropped it in your spirit. You did what?
Amen.
You can't.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm coming this morning.
Amen.
But if he asked me a couple weeks ago, I might have said no. Right? Because we're human. We many times, our flesh says, do what I want to. That's what our flesh says, right?
Yes.
Do what you want. Yeah! Right? Do what you want to do. I know that song. Y'all know that song. Y'all been to the club. You know what I mean? I ain't been there a long time. You know? But I've been to the club before. Smoke coming up.
People in the corner, bathroom getting high. I don't know what they do now. Like,
they all in the bathroom. Everybody at the show called turned up. I've been in the club with big Enzo Bill. Huge. You know, they've been drinking, because mostly folk can't really fit in unless they're high or unless they've been drinking, so they don't really fit in. And then they need a group of people to fit in with, their friends, different people, so they want to fill a part.
Right.
Hello, somebody. So that whole thing is about filling a part, feeling special. And God's thing is, he's looking at it, man, I died for these people. I did so much for them. I changed their hearts so they can even want things about me. I've done so much for them. They have no clue about what I want to be. The stuff that I want to do. And many times they'll come to us and they'll speak to the men of God. They'll just tell us stuff like that, right? And they'll just talk to you about stuff. You can sit there. There's times and you talk so much, and they're like, I didn't really know he was talking. You just hear this voice, and you're not kind of like paying the attention, but you're hearing this thing, and then when you tap into it, you're like,
has God talking that long?
Yeah.
He's just talking. He's talking. He's sharing stuff with you. Just, you know, but he shares stuff about his people. He doesn't really deal with much else. He loves you so much. His whole fascination, his whole problem. The only way the devil can actually come against him is coming against God's people. That is it. You can't bother. The devil can't go up in the heavens and destroy the clouds. He can't go up and turn the sun off. He can't do that. He can't do none of that. But the only thing that gets him is when you fool with his people. It makes him mad. His feathers go up. Mm-hmm. He's ready to throw down. He's about crossing his arm like Caleb. Turn it to the side. You know, he's just bad like that, right? Hello, somebody. So you got the point.
Amen. Amen.
So everybody thinks that because God speaks to the man of God. I remember one time I was in the church. I was standing here at the other church years ago, and I'm prophesying on somebody, I got my eyes closed, and I'm speaking to him. And the Lord is saying, this is not this. I'm just speaking what he's telling. And so I open my eyes, here comes the person he's talking about. And I'm saying to him, I'm saying, why you set me up like this? They don't see you, they see me.
Yeah. Right.
The person was coming fast. They want to know what the Lord is saying to that person. And what the Lord is saying is, get rid of them. That's not the one. And I'm standing there, closing my eyes, you know, Father, you know, so then he starts speaking, you know, I'm speaking to him, prophesying. Close my eyes, say that person. So I try to tell him, okay. Because they're going to be mad at who? Me. I'm going to get blamed. And as preachers, many times, we don't want the blame. We want people to see God, not us, right?
Yes.
We don't need the pressure, because the bottom line is people get beat me up. Now you remember Eddie Long? Yes. Remember Bishop Eddie Long?
Yes.
Y'all watched it. All y'all drew to a conclusion. He did it. It's probably about one person here said no, but everybody said he did it. Everybody said he did. You know Eddie Long, Bishop Eddie Long? Atlanta? Right? You right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody said that man did. They showed pictures with his tights on. He sent them to some people. You know, he's flexing. I don't care if he did. Only thing I care is when I go to his church is highly anointed. People are being blessed. You go into church, they have a big panel up there, all these jobs from AT&T, folk making $30, $40, $50, $100. He's bought people houses, got people jobs, houses, cars, land, done all kinds of stuff for people, helped them spiritually. And then when he was down, folk man. But that's still the man God was using. Right? Because they blame who? Us. Blame us. We're sick of it. Yeah, do it again. Meet me outside. That's what we eat. Meet me outside. We sick of it. Yeah, every time you turn around, you get blamed. I went to a church not too long ago, and I talked to the bishop at the church, and when one sister was over there, I could see this fear in him to come over there. He doesn't know what he's going to deal with, this fear. So he's trying to step away from it. So I went over, so I see all that stuff, and I'm saying, I thank God for the bishop. Simply because, you know, this is a wonderful place, this is nice, such doing a good job. This morning, before this service, I was at a service last week, well, women's service, and so I went to two churches before I came here today. So then I'm at the church, and they're celebrating the winner. The brother gets up at the end, I'm sitting there, I'm saying, I know that brother's going to want to stand up and say something. Yeah. He gets up in front of all them people, beats the preacher over here, and ain't got nothing. It was a women's service. They were celebrating the elderly people, you know, the mothers, yes, like five of them. Yeah. He gets up in front of everybody at the end and says, that pastor doesn't make any sense, and you need to get to know this person. That pastor's not bothering that person. Mm-hmm. That pastor's sickly. He ain't got no time for you like that. That he, only thing he's doing is worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, doing the best he know how to do. He got his shortcomings, he has his flaws like everybody else. You go ahead and be called by God and pastor, see how you like it. Yeah. I bet you don't like it after he tell you do something and you go do it and everybody looking at you like, oh my God. I bet you don't like it then.
Right.
I bet you'd be frustrated then.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I went over there this morning, pulled a few dollars out of my pocket, folded it up, said, I thank God for it. I appreciate you.
Yes.
No matter what folks say, I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I said, the preacher was wrong. See, I'm at a place in my life, if it wasn't for the mothers, I would have went on up there and said, excuse me, I need something to say to you. Uh-oh. I told him in front of everybody, he would, I don't care like that. You got what I'm saying? I love a good fight. I really don't care. But I have to pick fights because I have to realize that you can't just do that everywhere. As a mother, sir, I went in there and destroyed the real meaning of Christmas. So I told him, you ain't got nothing good to say, you need to stay sitting down.
Amen.
What's that coming out of your mouth for? Why are you beating that man up? What do you know to you on a personal note? Nothing. You ain't going to the church. You got your own church. Shut up. Jump over the woods. Yeah! Now say something!
But I got a good heart. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I say some stuff, but little man is here. Little man was here, I say some stuff, but I can't say
anything. They're going up to handle us. There he is right there. The baby don't know. But let's get real. I can't believe some of the stuff that's going on in the city. I honestly can't believe this stuff. The fights and the wars. Like,
what's going on? They're looking for positions and titles. And I'm sure someone's like, oh, Bishop. Oh, such a little pastor. Oh, I don't care. Don't care about none of that stuff. You can keep that. I said, I'm a brother. I'm your cousin. What are we doing? But that describes what I do. Right? That's what that does. But I don't have to walk around with it all the time. You know, like, it doesn't bother me. I'm saying I don't have to walk around like, praise God. Praise the Lord, daughter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are you talking about? At that service she was at, I kept begging, go to pulpit. I'm cool right here. I'm good. I didn't know. I said, no, I'm good where I am. But I went to a couple pastors and bishops. I said, you know, you want to go to the pulpit? They was like, one pastor, I'm who I am, and I'm sitting out on the curb. I said, all right, bishop. You know, they don't care like that. Right? I asked them, guys, no, I'm right here. So, I just saw him too. And they asked me, I'm good too. What does it mean? Because you're on the pulpit. What does that mean, really? So every time you see, and in churches like this, they always, somebody's always,
did you see a pastor?
say, yeah, I get it. How was I? What? What are we talking?
How do we get this stuff? What are these wars about?
The Lord comes up, and Moses comes off the mountain. He's getting ready to tell the people words from the Lord, right? He wants to tell them. He already settled the spirit of the Lord. The Lord repents and says, okay, I'm cool. I won't kill them.
Yes.
They left me, right? I brought them into God. I saved their souls. They don't want no part of me. Right, Moses, chill, God. You can't treat people like that. You can't just kill, you can't just take people's lives just because you're mad. That's what he said. You just can't do that. You read the whole thing later. You just can't do that. Moses reasons with, you know, I won't do it. But even though he felt that way, fire still was coming out of his nose. Moses is telling. Then Moses comes off the mountain. I'm going to show you how the man of God do. The men and women of God do. And when you go to church, they ain't got no women preaching. I'm telling you right now, I don't believe the women preachers. That's just something. Don't ask. You care what they talk. You ain't got no women preachers in there? You don't believe in women preachers. That's a whole nother thing. Mm-hmm. He comes off the mountain. Moses hold the two tablets that the Lord gave to him. Real proud. His beard is white. See how my beard is white? Been in the presence of the Lord. Coming down off the mountain, proud. You know, watching my step. So I don't fall and drop the tablets. I'm so happy the Lord spoke to me and gave me a word. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit false witness. I'm coming off the mountain. And I'm walking. And I get down there and I see a calf. Gone. Calf.
Yeah.
Thou shalt have no other God. And I take the tablets and I throw them to the ground. Then the Bible talks about it's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of man. There's another scripture that says it's a dangerous thing to fall into the hand of the leader, the pastor. He can hurt you. I can hurt you for once. I can speak a word, you know. You'll leave here like this. But if you say something, I'd mess you up. Be all twisted. You'd be all twisted. You know what I mean? But the love of the it sounds crazy though. You'd be twisted. John, I'm not saying.
Y'all ain't right.
Somebody got a church one day. And they said,
it was back in the left. And I said, hey, that's the people, hey, me. They weren't laughing at this.
Right? So this is like, they're very comical people, right? And so he comes up the mountain, he's staring at his tablets. And he slams them to the ground. He sees the golden calf. He talks to Aaron about it. Aaron's like, well, next thing I know, it just start coming out of the water. It just start coming up. That's all I know. You know? People lying. Right? And then Moses feels the same way God feels. Because we'll feel the same way. At first, we don't know the whole story. We'll feel the same way later on. We'll be like, God be trying to tell us. We're like, no, Lord. You have to chill out. You know, because we'll quote scriptures to him. We'll say, you know, you said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You said, right? That you love these people, that you love them, that they're your people. You said all that. So we're quoting scriptures to somebody so supernatural. You know. But he's seen the whole picture. And then we get to see the picture, and then we're like, oh my God. They're half albino. Right? I've never seen a half albino. I just messed it up. Right? So many times we have to tell you stuff, and it's very difficult for us. Very difficult. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. Many times, one lady was in church years ago, and I would tell her certain things, or I'd tell her family certain things. So what would happen is, she didn't want to talk to me at all.
And she says, so one day she told me, she said, you know, I don't like doing that, you know, because if I talk to you, my family's going to think that I'm telling you stuff. You keep talking about the stuff that's going on in their lives. They're like, how can he know that?
It ain't me, it's God. He knows all that stuff. He's just telling me, or let me see it. Stop looking at me. Yeah, I know all that stuff. You can see it. It ain't just me. Some of y'all can read people too. Sometimes it's just age. It's just age. It has nothing to do with having a gift. It's just age. It's just like, she hugged me this morning, right? And she smelled tobacco on me, right? She said, ooh, the pastor's smoking a little bit. She said, I'm going to pray for her. See, I love her.
She prays. So y'all be like, what? Don't be back in closet talking about me. It's my first cigarette. He's smoking again.
Look at saints like that. They fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
God's going to bless you. He's going to bring you up. Just keep going.
Amen.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Why am I emphasizing your shortcomings and your sins? Man, you know your sins.
Yeah.